Hello, I'm Nick Corbell, and welcome to the second of a series of podcasts following my Diagonal Walking project, designed to create a walk slicing through the heart of England and to write a book about my experiences. In the first podcast, we discovered what diagonal walking was all about, and in this podcast, we're addressing a pivotal element of the project, the concept of walk with me. Once again, I'm delighted to be joined by Ben Wheeler from Bucks New University. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me again. You mentioned there the walk with me element of the diagonal walking. Can you explain that for me?
Yes, absolutely. This is going to be central to the whole exercise. As I talked about in the first podcast, this project was partly inspired by an earlier trip 20 years ago down the spine of the UK canal system on a narrowboat. And that was way back in 1999, which in turn inspired a book. Now, at the time, the internet was in its early days. If you wrote a book, you basically just released it and hoped that word of mouth and reviews and that sort of thing would garner sales. And a lot's changed since then. The media's become something for everybody, not just for the few. Publishing's now very different with ebooks, audiobooks, podcasts like this one, and of course, social media. It's all the stuff of science fiction 20 years ago. And I want to harness that opportunity. Part of the point of the exercise is to broaden it out. So I want to use social media to build a community of people walking with me, alongside me, on the journey.
So in the last podcast, you described this as both virtually and physically then?
Absolutely. So if we go back to the book, so rather than just write a book and release it into the world and cross your fingers, I want to get people involved before the book is actually being written, and more than that, as the walk is actually happening. I want them to feel part of the journey. If you like, I wanted to democratise the whole process. I'm really looking forward to hearing suggestions of places to go along the route and people it might be useful to see and speak to. I don't want it all to be what I think. I want other people to get involved as well. I want to build a community of people who are walking in my footsteps and enjoying the journey as it happens. And I'm going to actually record future podcasts on the road, and people will be able to enjoy the journey in much more detail than I'll ever be able to do in 100,000 words in a book. And not just podcasts. I recognise that people tend to have their own favourite form of social media, mix of media. Most touching, and I will be touching most bases with diagonal walking accounts on all the obvious, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Google+, a YouTube channel, as well as these podcasts. So you pick and mix here. You go for whatever works for you. And I will post content as appropriate to the different channels as I go along. So more discursive pieces for podcasts, or even just the odd silly sign or something I've seen on Instagram. You get the picture. Sorry, if you pardon the pun.
Absolutely. So tell me more about people getting involved physically or personally.
I talked in the first podcast about the journey I did for Walking on Water. One of the features of this book was the fact that there were the number of different people were helping me out as I went down the journey. It's very difficult to drive a canal boat on your own, especially if you're a newbie like I was at the time. So I want to keep that same sort of idea of keeping the narrative fresh by introducing different characters, there's different viewpoints. Otherwise, it's just you hearing from me all the time. I want to hear from other people. I want to replicate that with diagonal walking. So whilst there'll be sort of friends and family coming with me for stretches of the walk, people I've never even met before to come along and get involved with it. And I actively welcome people to get in touch and walk with me in person for as much or as little of the walk as works for both of us.
So this really will be a community-driven project then, not just for yourself.
Absolutely. I suppose, if you like, I'll be sort of a digital Pied Piper. I'm really looking forward to the extra dimensions involving other people would bring. One of the things that was going through my mind is a bit like sort of crowdfunding, building the community I talked about earlier, but I'm not asking people to invest their cash. I'm asking them to invest with their interest, emotionally, if you like.
So you've spoken about using social media, as you said. What about the more traditional media outlets?
Yeah, well, they're not dead. You know, they're still out there. And absolutely. In the past, I've done a number of radio interviews to publicise various books. And I want to involve local radio stations along the way. It'd be great, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be great to get involved and maybe have a little half-hour phone-in with people? Get them talking about how things have changed in the last 20 years. Or those local newspapers, each with their own websites. And I know that websites aren't necessarily a part of traditional media, but it's almost become so now. I'm open to ideas. You know, what works, works. That's part of the fun of it. We're going to make it up as we go along within a sort of structure. that, and also, of course, there's the most traditional means of making of communication, of actually talking to people. One thing I'd like to do is maybe agree to conduct talks with people, maybe in a pub or something like that, maybe in return for a free night's accommodation. I'll talk about the project and listen to what they've got to say. So it's not just me talking, it's me listening as well. And I want to connect with a wide range of places, peoples, organisations, and using the social media following to spread my message.
So are you looking for sponsorship as well?
That's a tricky one. I've thought about that. There are some obvious contenders, maybe sort of people like North Face or whatever, clothing suppliers, or it wouldn't be nice if somebody like Premier Inn came along and gave me a free bed for each of the nights. But I kind of on the mood that I want to kind of keep it clean. I'm open to persuasion. I want partners, but I don't want people to necessarily get involved financially in that way.
So, as you said, it's a community project. Are you looking at getting involved in other people's blogs and podcasts?
Absolutely. Anything, frankly. I'm here. Come and get me.
That's great. So where can these people get in touch with you then?
Well, the best place is the website. So that's www.diagonalwalking.co.uk. And there are links there to all the various social media accounts, more on the walk, and even a little map, which will give you details on progress so far.
That's great. Thank you very much, Nick. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Ben.